Hello, Libra friends. I'm Annie Botticelli, and welcome to my Libra July 2023 astrology horoscope forecast. The theme of this month for Libras, my theme of this month for Libras, is five beautiful lights shining for Libra in July. We will go into all those details. This is for you if Libra is your sun sign, your moon sign, your rising sign, or any other Libra placement you're watching for. What we're going to talk about here is part of your astrological picture. And if you're a very late degree friend, so birthdays around October 15th through the rest of the sign, or Libra placements around 23 degrees through the rest of the sign, I suggest you additionally listen to my Scorpio report, as you very late degree friends will benefit from both readings. If you haven't noticed already, I'm alternating months of showing the chart. So if you've been listening to my work for a while, you may see that I have a slideshow one month, then I am showing the charts the next month. That's my crazy attempt to try to keep everyone happy, which is not a goal that usually results well, but I try anyway. So if you love to see the visuals, great. I will have them this month, and then we'll have them every other month. If you don't love to see the visuals, two options for you. Just scroll down on the video screen so you can hear the information without seeing the visuals. Or you can listen to my syndicated podcast. Just look for Astro Kisses with Annie Botticelli. And if you're listening to the podcast version and you're curious about the charts or the visuals, find me on YouTube. And this is syndicated, so just search for Libra July 2023. Three important general transits or general things to discuss before we dive into our five beautiful lights shining in Libra in July. The first is that for the first month, in a very long time, we have actually more salty aspects compared to sweet ones. Salty ones are what I like to call the inharmonious aspects, where the planets are not getting along. And the sweet ones are when they are getting along. So we'll have more road bumps this month, but nothing to be afraid of. The reason I tell you this ahead of time is so that when you have road bumps, you can just navigate slowly and you won't mess up your car. Basically. So it's, you know, a little bit of awareness can really change how you experience these energies. If you know there are going to be these little nuisance bumps, then as they're coming, you don't have to worry or wonder. You know that, hey, that's these series of nuisance aspects. Annie told me about that, right? Then you can navigate through better. And then just look for those sweet ones to come as well in between all of those. If you are a person that likes to know the dates of the sweet and salty aspects and likes to have information about the month written down, delivered into your inbox one month early, as well as my favorite aspects of the month and the ones to be most awareful and careful of, then go to anniehelpsyou.com. Join my free VIP community, which is signing up for my email list where you get that information as a part of my VIP community. So go to anniehelpsyou.com to get that info. Okay, next thing to know this month is that we are having a break from the eclipse season. April and May eclipses carried some pretty strong intensity, especially for Libras, since we started the new Aries-Libra eclipse cycle that is going to hone in and focus on radically changing your life. And we had that intensity even into June. But now, July and August, we get a break to integrate those radical changes that may have recently been introduced. If you want to have more information on how those eclipses may manifest for the years to come, and if you want to understand better also the Taurus Scorpio eclipse cycle that is still rolling out through the end of the year, listen to my April and May reports, and I go into more information plus resources on how to better understand and use the energy of the eclipses. But for now, just know that we've got a little breather, not that things can't happen still, or information or events, but for the most part, that boiling pot that we have at eclipse time, where all that unconscious stuff bubbles out into the conscious realm, we got a little break from that in July and August. One of the most important things to know about this month is that we've got Venus retrograde. Venus rules love and relationships, money and finances, design and self-esteem and aesthetics. And now the energies will be going inward and backwards. So from July 23rd through September 4th, with the pre-shadow transit period starting around June 19th, the post-shadow transit going through October 6th, we've got a very long dive inward and backward into these energies. Some wonderful things can happen in Venus retrograde. This is one of my areas of great expertise, and I have lots of resources I can refer you to get a leg up on this. But the most important thing to know is that riches from the past, opportunities from the past, blessings from the past are more likely to come back now. And especially for Libras, as we'll talk about here soon with the beautiful lights, we've got a beautiful angle of that aspect for a long period of time. We'll get more into that. But just knowing that there are certain do's and don'ts or guidelines that can help you navigate through, that is going to help you tremendously. So you can see the notes underneath the video or podcast for the links to my Venus retrograde blogs and video and all of my resources so that you can better understand this. Also, my book, Planetology, How to Align with Natural Rhythms of the Universe. I've got a lot of info on retrogrades. That's one of my areas of expertise. And I have a nice checklist for navigating through Venus retrograde. Okay, so now let's just get right into these five beautiful lights shining in Libras. We're going to start here, this stellium in Leo in the house of Aquarius. Okay, so the first piece of, or the first beautiful light is the fact that we have all of this energy in Leo and it's in a beautiful angle for Libra. That is including the Venus retrograde, but we are listing that separately and I will get to that on its own. But for now, just understanding the energy of Leo and as it relates to the mathematical angle for Libra is what we want to understand about this first beautiful light shining for you. Leo energy rules this sizzling fires of creativity and passion and what lights you up, what gets you excited and inspired. So we've got star goddess Lilith, star goddess Venus, Mars, star goddess Pallas Athena, all glowing with the fire of Leo, with passionate creation. And this makes a 60-degree angle, the angle of opportunity for Libras. So all of those placements as they move through, and this will start even sooner, these energies will start even sooner than July. July, it's continuing. And this is going to, you know, light up your inspiration, help you understand better what you want to do with your energies and your creative forces, what you want to bring, what you want to show, what you want to be known as, and give you the inspiration and resources for that. It can also help with clarity and understanding about things that you might want to bring out into the world. Venus retrograde is a really great time for experimentation. So you might have some really good ideas of things you can try on to see how they feel in a low stakes sort of way. And that is all very exciting. The energies of fire and air, of course, go along together famously. So this is just a beautiful blending of elements that is super harmonious and full of possibilities for you. Things involving children, things involving romance, things involving bucket list stuff you've always wanted to do, anything involving creations, anything involving being front and center or seen or recognized. This is all of what's going on now. Okay, so the number two beautiful light shining on Libra in July happens to be a continuation of this Leo story, except as it relates to Aquarius. So the Leo energies are lighting up for all signs. Not all signs have a beautiful angle to their placement the way Libras do. But something else that's unique for Libras is that this beautiful, vibrant energy is lighting up your 11th house of Aquarius. So this has to do with your friendships and your community and your roots, you know, people who you feel like speak your language, like your tribe. This has to do with teams and community efforts and projects, internet-based projects, anything having to do with like the greater good for other people, where you use the Leo energy of your own individual creativity to apply to help the greater good. Lots of opportunities for making new friends or old acquaintances becoming helpful to you, or you feeling fulfilled in these relationships. The retrograde energy combined with this may give you blasts from the past. People coming back in that can change the nature of the relationship. Maybe a past love can come back and you have a business opportunity with them. Or maybe a past acquaintance can come back and you have a love opportunity with them. Kind of like a switching around of roles or a trying on of different things with people that you knew in different contexts from the past. Lilith can help you heal repressed anger and can help you have support for doing that. So maybe a like-minded group where you can vent and get out some frustrations so that they stop poisoning you. Because when we're feeling negatively, it is a poisoning from the inside out. And so you might find that group that helps you to vent anger or frustration about something to help you clear through it. Venus in this role can definitely have effects on love and money. We'll talk more about that in the next point. Mars can bring motivation. Mars is going to move into Virgo later in this month, but for now, we still have some more time of it in Leo. And this is bringing that obsessive quality or that extra energy, reaching goals along the lines of those Aquarian things. And Star Goddess Pallas Athena can help you access your spiritual warrior and your strategist to implement important things that you're trying to manifest. This 11th house is also the house of your big dreams, not the ones you have at night, although those will be aspected very strongly with Mars moving there soon, but your big dreams, those ones that maybe you dare not even speak out loud, they're so big. And you can see you have a lot of support, including a long Venus retrograde to help you fine-tune those. Okay, so the third beautiful light shining on Libra still has to do with this stellium. This is a very important series of placements, and it's not something that we have going on all the time. All of these are shorter term transits, except for this Venus one. This Venus one goes through the whole length of time we talked about here, before June 19th and after October 6th. We're still going to be having all of that Leo energy, plus the full Venus retrograde, which is from June 19th really through October 6th, with the strongest part of it July 23rd through September 4th. But during that whole time, it's making beautiful angles for your placement, bringing up opportunities for you to earn money from past contacts. If you have something that you want to do in your finances, there may be some tilt to the past. Maybe you dust off an old project. Maybe you call up someone who had some ideas that you weren't ready to implement. Maybe you start experimenting or putting some things in beta. Maybe someone who has been calling you from your past, from a romantic context, you say yes and experiment with what this could look like, you know, renegotiate the relationship. There's a lot of longer term energy with this Venus storyline. And Venus can also rule comforts. If you haven't been listening to my work for a while and you don't know my Grandma Marge, we got to bring her in here strongly because, as I said, this is a very money month process here. And it's good to understand what's happening. So I always think of Venus energies as relating to my Italian Grandma Marge. She would always hug me, grab me by the face, kiss me by the mouth, tell me how wonderful I am, pop a meatball in my mouth, give me some money, and have me come into her comfy house. come in, right? Sit down, eat, manja, right? So this is the energy of Grandma Marge and Venus, where it's like returning to old comforts, returning to old pleasures, returning to ways of earning money. And even though for some people, Venus retrograde will test their finances, and maybe you will be among them, what it can also do is show you weak spots in your financial plan or your financial consciousness so that you can shore them up. Any weak links that are revealed during this transit also will go hand in hand with opportunities. You may have to seek them out, or they may just show up in order to heal those weaknesses or strengthen those weaknesses. If something comes up as a pattern in your relationships, you can go through counseling or for yourself or with your honey, you know, to try to work them out. If there could be something that you did in the past with your partner and you go back to doing that, maybe date night or something else that worked, there's this very strong energy of returning back to things and deepening your comfort, deepening your sustenance. That is a long-term story, which is our third beautiful light shining on Libra right now. Our fourth beautiful light shining on Libra right now has to do with this Cancer stellium. So we've got Star Goddess Juno bringing partnerships into the scene, more storylines of that. The Sun bringing brightness, warmth, and vibrance. Mercury bringing information, news, mobility, all centered around the energy of Cancer. So bright light shining on home and family and housing and real estate and home-based business. There's a square to Libra placement, so there could be a little work you have to do or something you have to push through to get this gold. But there are definitely amazing lights shining in this realm to have beautiful emotional connections with people close to you, to return back to or to fine-tune your home cozy sacred space. And this is also including a new moon. In the days around July 17th, we've got a new moon at 25 degrees of Cancer. So besides all those placements, we also have that, new beginnings, new opportunities, new chances to make your new moon wishes to usher in the home and family changes that you want. It's a magical time when the universe is very receptive to your wishes, especially around cancer-related things, ancestry, etc. Then, as part of this same energy leading to our number five beautiful light shining for Libra, is this Cancer stellium showing up in your 10th house, which is accentuating Capricorn. We also have a Capricorn full moon, so we've got many different lines of energy of the 10th house or Capricorn showing up. So all of those placements, the sun, Mercury, the new moon, star goddess Juno, bringing front and center, lighting up this 10th house of work, career, employment, businesses, anything you're climbing the mountain of, reaching your goals, anything that is a passion project. I always talk about this. If you are retired or don't need to focus on money, all of this energy can be having to do with what you're doing out in the world. This doesn't have to be for employment, but for many people, it will be. Also, opportunities with father, healing things with father figures, becoming the authority in your life. Lots of golden opportunities there. Now, at the same time, this full moon in the days around July 3rd will bring fullness, completion, fruition, possibly drama, possibly elucidation to the energy of Capricorn. Okay, so that's the 11 degree full moon. So besides having the sun accentuate that placement, Mercury, Juno, the new moon, you're also going to have the full moon in the sign of Capricorn. So bringing this fullness, this possibly solutions or recognition, something having to do with those Capricorn related areas. And then for Libra, that Capricorn energy is happening in the fourth house of home and family and real estate and housing, which is also accentuated by these Cancer placements. So you've got this home versus work, your inner world versus your outer world, all being highlighted this month, and beautiful lights shining in those sectors. These pie pieces, I like to call them, that you see here, all these pie pieces, our houses, their fields of experience we have as humans. And I love astrology for so many reasons. One thing I like to use astrology for is as a unifying force. We have so many things that are seeking to divide us, different, you know, reasons to be mad at each other and to feel like everything is different and that we're having a different experience and to be polarized. But within astrology, we can see the things that unify us. And by looking at these houses, these fields of experience that we have as humans, these are unifying forces. These are things that we all experience that defy socioeconomic, race, ethnicity, area of the globe, age, circumstance. These houses, these fields of experience have uniting factors of shared human experience. And this energy of your inner world versus your outer world and home versus your place out in the world and work and, you know, family and your past and your future, where you're coming from and where you're going are all highlighted at this time. That's our fifth beautiful light shining for Libra. So definitely go to anniehelpsyou.com. Join my free VIP community by signing up for my free email newsletter and getting all of those free goodies that go along with that. Also, you can see where you can access my written horoscopes and all of the other free things I make each month. If you'd like to be an astrologer as your profession and earn money from it, get your confidence to be able to use your love of the stars to help people and bring you sustenance, go to loomlife.com, L-U-M-E, life.com. That's Luminous Life Multiversity, my school, where you'll find my Becoming a Professional Astrologer Mastery course. This is my area of expertise, educating people on astrology in meaningful ways. So if you want to do it for your work, or if you want to do it just to help yourself and family and friends, my course can help you. Also at that same link, loomlife.com, you can see some free courses, including wellness courses and my Unleash Your Money Magnet course. If you want to access my Secret Star Portal, where I have exclusive content on how to make astrological transits that are tough easier and how to make the most of them, how to see what the sun is doing and how to make the most of those transits, check out what Jupiter in Taurus has in store for you and how to make the most of this new transit that we have from May of this year through May of next year. My Saturn in Pisces deep dive report, plus so much more. You can go to AnnieBAstrology.com, Annie, the letter B, astrology.com, to find my Secret Star Portal and access that. And remember to look in the notes underneath the video or podcast for my Venus retrograde links so that you can become super educated and use the energies in the best ways. I hope you have a wonderful month, and I'll see you next month. Bye.